Locker room chats continue heading on to week 5 of the high school football season. Good chance to talk now with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. It is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. The Wildcats are now 4-0, state ranked, of course, in 8-man D2 after a big win over Blue Valley 59-14 on a Friday night. Coach, you look at the ball game against Blue Valley. What were some of the things that stood out to you?
You know, I thought we did some good things throughout. I was a little disappointed on our sense of urgency to kind of start the game and to start the second half. I wasn't overly pleased with the amount of energy we played with during those times. But, you know, statistically, if you look, we did some good things offensively. You know, anytime you give up a touchdown on special teams, that, you know, kind of gets under your skin a little bit. But we also had some young kids out there at that point in time as well. So there are definitely some good things, but we're going to have to do a better job of playing with more energy.
Led 38-6 after the first quarter. Of course, Caden Dollinghouse was our athlete of the week. He had 160-plus rushing yards, 4 touchdowns as well. Of course, another strong game from Ethan Armstrong, 122 yards and a couple of scores as well. You look at the progression now, Coach, that we are now halfway through the season going up to week 5. Compared to where your team was maybe in that first week to where you're at now, do you see certain areas where your team's made some big strides?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, you mentioned Caden. I think he's getting more and more comfortable in his role and making the right reads and knowing when to pull it and when to not and those types of things. And, you know, Ethan's been solid for us. He's been kind of dinged up, so he's been limited, but he made the most out of his opportunities the other night. And up front, I think we're slowly getting better. We got, you know, some big, strong, athletic kids, and they're starting to gel a little bit more as a unit as we get, you know, farther into this season. And that's going to be a key for us in this tough stretch that group plays really well.
And on the flip side of that, because you do have a very strong schedule down the stretch, where some key aspects, I guess, or where some spots on the team that you look at them or an aspect that you say, like, we got to get better at this moving forward?
You know, I think it's consistency is the main thing for us. You know, even in every game that we played at this point in time, you can find a period of a time or a drive here or there that we just aren't very clean and make too many mistakes and kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball. And fortunately, up to this point in time, it hasn't affected us a whole lot. That's not going to be the case moving forward. So we got to start cleaning some things up and playing 4 quarters of football if we want to see some success.
A couple of ranked 4-0 teams on Friday as Axtell hosts Frankfort. We will talk about that matchup coming up next. Continuing to talk with Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson, our locker room chats continue. It is powered by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, going on the road, the difficult portion of the schedule begins really this week. Of course, the latter portion of the schedule we've talked about being very challenging. It starts with Axtell this week. They come off the big win over number 1 Hanover, defending state champs, 30-24. You know, what stands out about Axtell and the challenges they can present this week?
You know, obviously they got, you know, good team speed and you know, everybody wants to talk about, you know, Isaac and his skill set. Obviously he's a good quarterback, but to me he's more of a threat as a runner. At this point in his career, he's really turned himself into a good ball carrier, and he's very heady runner and knows how to get those extra yards. And so that's going to be difficult. They're going to spread us out, and containing him in the run game is going to be key. And every year you play Axtell, you try to make him one-dimensional, whichever way that is. You got to take something away from him. And so that's going to be our goal is to limit him and make him one-dimensional.
How tough is it to kind of simulate the speed and the power, I guess, you know, when you play a team of this magnitude, like throughout practice, you know, throughout the course of the week, you know, it's kind of hard to probably replicate what you're going to see on the field, but I'm assuming it's just a scenario where you try to do the best you can.
Yeah, there's no way we can give our guys the same look they're going to see Friday. It's, you know, in practice, it's more about, you know, making sure everybody's in the right spot and we're lined up correctly and we're going to the right places. And then you hope that, you know, what you've taught them, you know, throughout the season and their career, you know, comes into play as far as tackling fundamentals and that type of thing. But getting in the right spot at the right time is always the first step.
Finally, Coach, what are the expectations and what do you want to see out of your team on the road on Friday?
You know, it's going to be a hostile environment. I want to see our kids go over there with a lot of energy and, and be ready to compete, because, you know, we really feel over here that, you know, if we play a clean ball game and play really physical, that we have an opportunity. And so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to, you know, hopefully be able to accomplish those things.
Excited for this one. 4-0 Axtell, 4-0 Frankfort, battle of top teams in 8-man D2. We'll have the ball game on 92.1 KMZA pregame after the conclusion of the Friday Night Fever show. Nick Anderson joining us. We appreciate it as always, and we will see you on Friday night.
All right. Thank you.